This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off to Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great for consultants, our standing battle tick color 9, now 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, the winner of the $1.5 billion Mega Millions drawing way back in October has finally come forward, but decided to remain anonymous.
Yeah, of course they did.
What
did
this guy?
$1.5 billion.
Okay, it was over a year ago, right?
No, it was six, seven months ago.
What is, like, I hope this guy has gone and just tried to find the best legal counsel he can.
Look,
like, done whatever he needed to do to tidy up his situation at home. Like,
guaranteed,
okay, like,
this dude knew he won.
Right.
They want their, South Carolina wanted to get their money.
Sure.
So they wanted to claim it. Like, I guarantee you, this guy has everything set.
But it, his house has been on the market. He's probably sold it and you don't know it.
Why would he care?
He's moving to Mexico or wherever he's doing. Like, he took the time so that when he gets this money,
He's gone. I'm saying he's on a flight right now.
He is gone. You know, who's ever in his immediate vicinity, like, they could come and visit him.
Meanwhile, here's the sad thing. You realize somewhere in South Carolina, there's a lonely mother with her four kids going, when's daddy coming home? She says, I don't know.
If you win that kind of money, man, he's going to take care of the people he loves. But I like the patience on just the intelligent move of, what am I going to do? I got to get my stuff in order, figure out what it is.
And more then evidence there, like, to your point, Miles, he went for the lump sum.
Yeah.
He's not taking the payments. He took it all.
Yeah, he might have even talked to a real estate agent in Hawaii, for all we know. Like,
I'm good for the money.
Look, man, I'll get a credit card. I'll max it out. It doesn't matter. I'm going to take a vacation.
Sure.
Going to travel the world. I can put it on credit. I don't care.
$878 million.
He can do whatever he wants. How cool is that?
I told Ryan, man, buy a car and just start touring the country. Stop wherever the hell you want to. Stay as long as you want to.
Buy a
limo and have a driver drive
you. Breaks down, man. You give it to some rando out of nowhere. Buy a brand new one and out you go again.
Mm-hmm.
Starting next year, every new Volvo, speaking of which, will have a port inside that won't let you drive over 112 miles an hour.
I don't think most people who buy Volvos anticipate being in that situation.
I don't believe they do either, Miles.
I think only in Germany would that be an issue.
Right. Subarus aren't real big in Germany. Or Volvo. Well, Volvos probably are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would not be the German version.
I don't think it's our age group that has a problem with
with
not going that fast.
I mean, for years, the most popular Volvo was a four-wheel drive station wagon. It's a very practical car, you know?
XC90?
It's just not... It's not what I would expect to see, like, on the Indy circuit or the NASCAR circuit.
What they need to do is have that restrictor on all cars that you hand down to your children.
It's like if the Chrysler minivan put a regulator on it. I can't go over 100. I didn't know the car could go over 100.
You can't get up to 100 either, so it's perfect.
It's kind of funny that NASCAR has governor caps, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a whole sport based on going as fast as you can. Maybe it's not that odd that regular cars do.
You don't want the engine to
You know what it's like, man?
Tent.
It's like going to the go-kart tracks, man. If someone's got a faster car, you know, you're like, you.
Oh, they slow
that
you down?
Sucks
oh,
so
yeah.
bad.
Oh, I hate that. It's like, I got a crappy car.
See, I'm too big. I need a car that has a little bit more oomph to it.
Sure.
Because I get passed by everybody out there, and I'm maxing that son of a gun out.
It's just a faster car. No, it's not.
McDonald's is now
I went to a go-kart place once today. Double engine cars.
Nice.
Yeah.
How fast do these things go?
Real fast.
Okay.
Yeah, man. You got to know what you're doing.
McDonald's is now selling ramen noodle flavored fries.
I mean, the ramen noodle flavor is just kind of salt, so why not?
Just chicken salt, deep
salt. And most people don't even use the flavor packets that come with it. So.
However, it's only in Hong Kong, so we're all kind of screwed over here.
Ah, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for working on that one, champ.
I got you, man. Hey, you got me ramen noodle fries. I'm on it.
God, that would be amazing. I somehow smuggle back Ramen noodle fries.
Like, I got you, Mike.
I got them fries. A bunch of kids in Pennsylvania made their bus driver pull over last Friday because he was swerving all over the road. So we stopped at a gas station, told him to go F themselves, and then walked off and left them there.
He was drunk.
She's now facing a DUI charge. Yes, yeah. Miles.
Damn.
Well, I'm glad she stopped and pulled over and got the hell out of that bus.
I'm glad the kids had enough forethought to tell her to stop.
Absolutely.
I like to go F yourself.
Enough.
That's just like, wow.
It's so shocking that one of those kids would know what an adult looks like who's intoxicated.
Huh.
No, man, I know what this is. She's drunk.
I know this, man. My dad has a poker night with his friends on Thursday. I'm not on the base, but I've seen this activity before.
A woman in Utah walked into an Olive Garden on Saturday and announced that she just stabbed her mother.
Well, they're like, ma'am, this is Olive Garden.
Right? Because she was covered in blood when she sat down at the booth.
That would be my my guess there, Miles. Thankfully, her mom survived.
I just want to say, I have nothing to do with Olive Garden, but this has nothing to do with them either.
No!
Like,
no,
why do this to a poor Olive Garden lady?
Well, it's probably because everyone was staring at her because she was covered in blood.
What?
And so that they would stop staring at her bloody ass in a booth. She said, look, what do you stab? I killed my husband, all right?
You stab somebody and then thought, free breadsticks.
She stabbed her like five or six times and thought to herself, what's next? Olive Garden.
You know what? This looks like marinara.
Right.
I'm in for some good spaghetti at Olive Garden. You know what? Their spaghetti's phenomenal.
I can't fathom stabbing somebody, but I feel like it would be followed up with a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, not Olive Garden.
Does Olive Garden have alcohol?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I didn't know. I've never been there.
Fantastic.
You've never been to one, period?
Mm. Miles, we gotta go, buddy. They got great spaghetti.
I believe you.
An Airbnb host in Australia has admitted to strangling one of his guests to death back in 2017.
Zero stars.
After they couldn't pay their $149 bill.
Wow.
He killed somebody for $150.
No, for $149.
But he has him on tape masturbating in his guest bedroom.
Right. Not all was lost.
Getting my money's worth.
Man, I feel like you could probably, there's a course of action, not just killing them.
That'd be a sane person's way to go there, Ted.
Yeah, there's a dark tinge to these stories today.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, you know. A new study found heavy snoring could up your chances of developing Alzheimer's. So don't worry, you won't even remember how bad these stories are.
And you won't remember that you snored, just like normal.
Right? A new study found the best.
I was in an RV once, and my dad was like fighting with us. Like, I don't snore. It's like, shut up.
Like, dude,
you're asleep snoring.
Right.
You know what I mean? You've lived alone for the last how many years? Like I always make a joke. Like, I don't snore, but I live alone.
Of course.
Nobody who lives alone snores.
Right.
Yeah, as a rule. Like,
right. I mean, come on.
I still make the joke. A new study found the best state to live in if you're a woman are.
The best state to live based on what criteria? You're not working.
I don't know what the criteria is, Miles. I got the top five.
The best state to live in if you're a woman. I'd say California.
No. Minnesota, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
North Dakota, New York, and Connecticut.
That sucks to be a lady.
A woman in Northern.
That's all the criteria, just being a lady.
That's what I have here, guys.
I thought maybe it's like if you're a woman with a baby or something like that.
Or if you need to get some help.
Or you're a woman looking to meet dudes.
If
you're
the South is not going to work for you, if you need certain services.
It's weird that that's even has to be a thing.
Yeah.
Right. We needed a study to figure out where's the best to be a woman.
Send those lady folk where they'll be happy.
Cabo. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
How many times do you use the bathroom?
That's where I want to be.
How many times do you use the bathroom on an average day?
Does this include when I'm shooting up heroin or specifically?
It
when
just
I'm
says use the bathroom. I consider that using it.
Okay. One or two.
One or two, Miles?
No. I'm saying poop or pee.
Yeah, he's saying, what are you doing? Which I agree is the right question to ask.
Honestly, I think it's just in general. Oh, I need to go to the bathroom. You go.
Five times a day at least?
Seven or eight.
Seven, ten?
Because you don't even think about it. You wake up in the morning.
Right. It's one, two, three. I mean, it's got to be somewhere between eight and ten.
Yeah. Most common answer is four or five.
Okay.
What?
2% said they only go once, and 9% said more than eight times a day.
But those people are never in your car.
No, they're not.
When you're traveling.
I just feel like when you get up, you gotta pee a couple times, you gotta poop, and then maybe later you poop again, and then there's peeing at work, and then peeing at home.
If you happen to see a Starbucks or a McDonald's...
How about the side of the road I've been looking at?
The next, 5 or 6 miles.
A women's bike race in Belgium had to be stopped.
Why?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Yes, keep a throw hook. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello there, guys.
Hello, Brian. How are you, sir?
Brian, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Let's go to Orange County, Florida, where a man accused of killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend and a police officer caused thousands of dollars in damages at the Orange County Jail. They say he's typically polite and well-behaved at the jail, but became disruptive. I'm going to take a moment to remind you, he's in jail because he killed his pregnant ex-girlfriend and a police officer. So he is typically polite. So I guess it's hard to imagine a murderer being disruptive. Nevertheless, before a court hearing, sources said that he said he was going to go out and make a phone call in the day room where other inmates were making calls. Apparently, a corrections officer heard a loud noise and then saw the man tear the phone from the wall. They said he was behaving erratically and shouted, quote, "I am the Son of God." They said he broke glass in the room and destroyed a television and an iPad. He continued to be violent, and corrections officers could not make contact with him or come close enough to him to even pepper spray his ass, but they tried to talk him down. Members of the jail's special response team, they were finally able to get him to return to his cell without further incident. But after that incident, he had several outbursts during the court hearing. Quote, "You know I don't stand up? The word says God's my only judge." He's now speaking to the judge, in case you're wondering. "God is the only judge, so I don't stand, because you're not my judge. You're a referee over there, whatever you say, but you're not the judge of me." Well, that non-judge of him placed him in jail for a little bit longer. My question is, do you believe that the Son of God here is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
I'm going to go Mexi.
Mexi.
Ha! All right.
What do you guys think?
I think Asian we can immediately take out by "I am the Son of God."
Yeah.
Maybe. Have you seen Korean Christian churches all over the place?
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Plus, I feel like God's kind of universal.
Right. God is God.
Yeah, so no matter what the religion. But I don't know.
Son of God.
I mean, the Son of God. You know what?
That's obviously heavily Christian. I think there's a whole thing based on that.
Yeah, I mean, I know what Jesus looked like, but he's often painted as a white
Jesus. Yeah, he didn't look the way they put him in
pictures. Mike Piazza, baby Jesus?
Yeah, yeah. Just because he thinks he's the Son of God, you know what? Screw it. I'll just say white.
All right, Brian, what do you think?
I still think Mexi.
Mexi, final answer.
Yes, final answer.
We're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile This takes us to Florida. We have a man with an eye patch accused of killing his ex-girlfriend and a police officer. He's in jail. And apparently he went on his way to use the phone. Something happened, an incident. Either way, he ripped the phone off the wall, smashed the television, broke a bunch of furniture. Guards did not want to try to restrain him. He's a bigger dude.
He's the Son of God.
He's the Son of God.
It's just that easy.
Yeah,
all you don't just roll up and wrestle the Son of God to the ground. Right.
But he's back in jail again.
Yeah, they finally managed to get him back into his cell. But Brian, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Asian? And instantly, you went white and stuck with white. Is that correct?
Mexi.
Went Mexi. My bad. You went Mexi and you stuck with Mexi. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You see how smooth I did that?
Mm-hmm. Smooth.
God, yeah. You can't even tell I effed up.
Over it. Called the Thomas effect.
Oh, sorry.
No.
And Ted, you guessed.
I said white.
Black.
Ha!
That's right.
Dude is huge. You understand why the guards. Right. I didn't want to say one way or another because I've seen the story.
He is
this
angry,
guy,
man.
This guy, when he was standing beside two guards in court, they were below his elbow.
This guy, he's massive, and he's angry, and he is thrown. So that's why when you hear the story, they say, well, guards couldn't get close enough to pepper spray him. And you're like, how is that possible? When you, our coworker, the captain, told me earlier about a story where he was confronted with a large man quite like this. He said, look, his girlfriend called him a pee. He looked at her and said, this was a business decision.
Oh.
The guy that has a problem with me, like, I'm not messing with that.
Okay. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You guys remember the Grammatica brothers that kicked in the NFL?
Yeah.
Martin, right? And one guy played for Tampa Bay, and the other guy played for...
So one of them, I couldn't remember which one, once kicked a field goal and then celebrated.
Yeah, jumped up in the air.
Jumped up in the air and then, like, did something to his knee when he landed. Mm-hmm. And for years, you've been like, that's a stupid sports injury.
Yeah.
Right? But, no offense, it's a kicker in the NFL. So you're like, well, it's a kicker that's kind of funny, blah, blah, blah. Now let's go to the UFC. This guy, his name is Johnny Walker. I don't know.
Johnny Walker.
Really. Yeah, I don't know if it's
Johnny Walker.
Blue, red, whatever.
Fighting Jack Daniels.
Ted, the best one I remember, real quick, before you get to it. Owen Schmidt used to play for the Seattle Seahawks. Had tickets at the time to the Seahawks game. Owen Schmidt is from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big, burly fullback, right? So he's getting set to come out of the tunnel. Before the beginning of the game, they're announcing the offense, this game in particular. He comes out, he's got his helmet off, and he takes his helmet and he beats it on his forehead two or three times, gave himself a concussion, bloodied up his head,
yeah,
and still went on and played in that game.
Right.
He bashed his head because he was so pumped up. He took the helmet, boom, boom, and just opened up this huge gash. He runs out of the tunnel, blood is dripping down his face like it's a WWE thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's like half knocked out. You know, Holmgren's like, hey, all right, okay, they're going.
But he's that guy.
Oh, my God. I was like, this guy,
Johnny,
dumbass.
And you'll listen to this here. Like, he wins his fight quickly and in dramatic fashion. A flying knee. It's an awesome thing, right? But then he goes to celebrate afterwards, and something bad happens.
Oh! Johnny Walker, another flying knee. He throws so many different looks at you.
Wild. And I'm being told that Johnny Walker maybe hurt his left arm.
First of all, Johnny, congratulations on another spectacular performance. Did you injure yourself when you were celebrating?
Yeah, a little bit.
What happened?
And my shoulder.
Did you dislocate it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's take a look at that. You're very happy. Well, don't do that again, sir. Please, because you have so much potential. I'd hate to see you getting taken out of the game from celebrating.
So a lot of it, people are like, oh, he was doing the worm and he dislocated his shoulder. You can go watch the video at the Men's Room Facebook page. Basically, he wins and he just kind of like lets his body go and goes all the way down face first into the cage. And just,
I mean, it looks like the normal technique of the worm. But here's the thing.
He didn't dislocate his shoulder during the worm. He dislocated his shoulder as soon as he hit the
ground. He started to push himself
trying to do the worm. Right.
And it didn't work out, which is amazing because, like, let's face it. You can fight some of the best fighters in the world in all kinds of different techniques and different disciplines.
Right.
The worm is the one that took you out.
Right? But that's what I'm saying. Like, and I think Joe will back me up. Like, let's not blame the worm on this.
Right.
It's because he flopped down face first with nothing.
And you throw your shoulder.
That's how you start the worm.
I think my favorite was Gus Frerotte, the perennial NFL backup quarterback.
He was for Washington.
And I think, I don't remember, whatever the case was, man, it's a game that he should not have won or a play he shouldn't have pulled off. But anyway, he gets a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets pumped up and he runs up to the goalpost. And I remember he headbutts the goalpost.
It wasn't the goalpost. It was the wall at the back. You know,
was it the wall at the back?
Which was concrete.
So he like put his head down and headbutted it. And then, and the Gus Frerotte thing is awesome. I forgot about that. But if you ever see it in slow motion, as he turns around, you can kind of see the distress in his eyes and face like, what did I just do?
He didn't come back out for the rest of the game.
No, he knocked himself out.
Yeah.
So when he's drooling in his condo in Florida, he'd be like, I never should have run into that wall.
Yeah,
not NFL football killed me.
There is some dumb sports injuries.
There really are, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that one I was just like, geez, man.
And he just the worm.
With the flying knee, it was so awesome. I will say, people be careful out there. Mm-hmm. I've seen some close to worm-related injuries.
Oh, my God. Worm-related injuries.
Patrick Mahomes put up a video of him playing basketball with some friends, right? And the Chiefs went, whoa. Basketball. Yeah. No. You can't have any fun at all. Don't do that.
And not contractually,
now
man.
Now he can't play basketball. No.
If I invested that much money, you're not playing basketball on my team either.
And that's half the reason.
Take a pay cut. Look, he's a grown man. Take a pay cut. Do what you want.
Yeah.
If you want this money from me, these are the rules. You don't have to have this job.
Sure. If you fall down the steps of your home, you're good. If you twist your ankle playing badminton with your nephew in the backyard,
yeah,
you're screwed.
Sure. It's voluntary.
There's certain people that play
sports. Do you volunteer
sports?
To do this? Yeah. If the answer is yeah, you get cut. Sorry,
right, Tony
man.
Romo for years always played indoor soccer, but I'm pretty sure by the end of it, they were like, hey, you need to stop doing that.
That's basic.
You might get injured.
Right? Yeah. Those things we can't do. You can work at Trader Joe's. I don't care what you do. Mm-hmm. If you want to work here, these are the rules. It's not hard.
Some people even, I want to say, having their contracts or clauses about, like, if they ride motorcycles and stuff. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, you can't go riding around, blah, blah, blah.
There's a guy for the Ravens who, he had one of the, you know, you can't do the voluntary physical stuff outside of football. And he was a terrible quarterback, so it didn't matter. But he ended up getting in trouble because he lied about it. But he had gone hunting. And they don't want the hunt.
Didn't he fall out of a tree stand
or
something?
He fell out of the goddamn deer stand in the tree, right? And they don't want the hunt for fear you're going to get shot, right?
Was that
Chris Redmond, maybe?
No, it was Chris, but you're right. From Louisville, Chris Redmond.
You had heard that, like, he had injured his back or shoulder. That's all they're telling you. He's not going to play in the preseason game. Then as time goes on, it's like, I don't know what he was doing. He was in a tree stand deer hunting with his father or something. Fell the hell out of the tree stand and messed up his back.
See, I would even consider that an activity that would even be athletic enough to, like,
right.
even just matter. Like, no, you can go hunting.
But he found a way.
Just don't play pickup hoops or right. don't, you know.
Right, there's certain things. We'll stick with sports a little bit. The New York Post says ESPN is trying to get Peyton Manning to join the Monday Night Football booth after Jason Witten decided to quit and go back to the Cowboys to play football.
But anybody in there after Jason Witten, you can get, who's the guy, crap. The guy with all the puppets, the ventriloquist guy. You put Jeff Dunham in there. It'd be better than Jason Witten.
Yeah, and that's with the Tony Kornheiser, Dennis Miller years, too, that I almost forgot happened. They're willing to pay Manning a bunch of money, more than $6.5 million a year that John Gruden was making before he left. But some people that know Manning are just like, dude, I don't know if that's enough. He really doesn't want to do it. You know, like, Peyton Manning's still very visible in everything you see in NFL Sundays.
He's making a ton of money right now.
Right, but he doesn't have to, like, go commentate a game.
He can enjoy his retirement.
Every ex-athlete wants to do that, right? Right, mm-hmm. I'm sure he still has the Manning passing academies and this and that. Like,
sure.
I don't think Peyton Manning's just sitting around doing nothing.
No, he is not.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning would rather entertain you if that's the road he's going down. Like, all this stuff on SNL was great. Like, he's a jokester in his own way. He does not want to go there and break down critical analysis of a football game. Like, most people, like, once you're done with something, you can sit there and talk about it, but can you be entertaining and do it? They should get Pat McAfee in there. They should get somebody.
Dude, I'm with you. I like the Pat McAfee to Monday Night Football movement, and why not?
They should get him in there. He started to do that thing. Like, get somebody in there who's entertaining, who's energetic, who's having a good time, who loves the sport, but he's an insider, but an outsider.
Just pull Booger up.
Anybody.
Booger's already sitting there.
Could get Booger and McAfee.
Obviously, the other candidates are Kurt Warner, Jesse Palmer, Louis Riddick.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
Is this a reality show, guys?
Or Matt Hasselbeck.
No, you can't do that. Now we're getting the X's and O's.
Yeah.
And obviously, if someone can give you the X's and O's, like Tony Romo, you go like, oh, God, he's telling all the plays where. Right. Like, oh, come on.
But I think Tony Romo is a different case, too, because he legit sounds excited when he's announcing
his
team.
Happy to
he's
be.
He's good.
Right? Jason Witten just sounded nervous, and obviously he wasn't really done playing football.
Sure. And Tony Romo is knowledgeable on what he says. He's kind of like the next coming of Chris Collinsworth, even as far as breaking down, understanding what's going on. Like, he'll give you an analysis and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's, you know, it's intelligent.
Will Forte says the MacGruber series can't be on network TV because it's going to be too dirty.
MacGruber! Good.
Yeah, I kind of respect that.
Yeah.
Have it be filthy, man. All right, legit sad news. I'm sure everybody's read about Luke Perry from 90210 passing away. Apparently, everybody really liked the guy. He seemed like a good dude to work with. And then today, I found this. It's from 1992. So now you got to remember, when Luke Perry is super famous, right, everybody keeps comparing him to James Dean. Like, they look alike. He had the sideburns, which... I mean, I remember being, you know, in school at that age. Like, everybody grew out their sideburns because Luke Perry did.
Mm-hmm.
So then they asked him about his comparison, people always comparing him to James Dean.
He's being called the new James Dean. But James Dean died in a car crash at age 24, and 25-year-old Luke Perry doesn't like the comparison.
I think that sort of, in a way, if they make the association strong enough, I'll have to pay the price for the fact that he checked out early. And I don't want to, you know. I hope to be still working when I'm 30 and 40 and 50 and forever how long I want to. I think when I can no longer fulfill that James Dean fantasy for them, they'll look and get it from someone else and I'll be gone.
I mean, that's pretty insightful from a guy at that age.
Yeah,
right? And he did, right? He was still working. He was 52. But yeah, at first, when I first was, I did not think... It didn't dawn on me till the end of that when he's like, yeah, like, they're just going to find another guy that looks right. like me to play the role.
Right. I'm here now. That's it.
There's a good story that Colin Hanks posted on Twitter about his only interaction with Luke Perry. And he's on a flight. And he's coming back to L.A. from someplace. And he's in coach. And these kids in front of him, these two brothers, they won't stop. They're fighting the entire time. They're not sitting with their parents. No one can control them, the whole deal. And he said, and there's this guy. Like, after 2 hours of this, and he walks back and he's got a hat on and a beard and sunglasses, and he starts blowing up a balloon. And he does kind of like a balloon animal kind of thing.
Mike Hawk?
No, Luke Perry, believe it or not. Hands it to the kids, and the kids basically shut up. They're like, oh my God, like a toy.
A balloon animal, yeah.
So for the rest of the flight, like, he just walks back up to first class, sits back down, and Colin Hanks is like, that's Luke Perry. You know what I mean? So when they get off the plane, Luke Perry says something to the effect of like, man, I love you in, what the hell is the show that, I can't remember.
The sitcom that's on now. Yes. I know what you're talking about, but
love
I
your show,
know.
Blah, blah, blah. He's like, wow, thanks, man. He's like, you're really good with kids. He's like, I carry balloons on planes all the time because I need to sleep for that. Because I've already seen this movie.
I was going to say, like, you really, that's Luke Perry's, the nice way of saying, hey, kids, shut the hell up.
I was about to say, why does he have balloons on him?
Because he flies so much at that time that he knew how to calm a kid down. So he said he always carries him when he travels.
Huh, that's genius.
It is.
I'll start carrying balloons.
I should just carry NyQuil.
Exactly.
Fill them up.
Here, kid, I'm going to stick this in your
Save
beer.
Save a fag. Put that in your beer. Go ahead. Here, take a sip of that.
I was on a flight once, though, just in the last year, where the people had a small human, like a little baby with them, and they, like, the lady's, like, passing out stuff. I'm like, what is this? And it's like, hey, it's his first flight, so here's earplugs, like, bubble gum, like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. On a completely different side
note. It didn't make a single sound, but yeah. I enjoyed the gum.
Ted, and I'm not trying to derail you. I just have to tell Steve this because I completely forgot. Okay, so when that train got stuck in Oregon.
All right.
And it was in the snow for all those days.
Yeah.
Did you guys read where there was one guy on the train with a ukulele?
Are you kidding me?
Who kept the crowd?
I did not.
In the train?
No. You has to be the same guy,
it's
right?
It's got to be. It has to be the same guy.
This is a guy that I threatened.
It has to be the same guy.
On the same train, the same path. Because when we were on the train, no one in his car seemed particularly enthusiastic that he was playing unsolicited. So I finally just asked him toward the end of the ride, hey, man, did anybody ask you to play the ukulele? And he's like, well, no. I said, then you need to stop or I'm breaking in your ass. And I admit, that was a little forward. And maybe I did not need to do it that way.
Visit Amtrak.com.
But the people in that car seemed very thankful that I said. Well, now I feel terrible because you know it's the same dude and now he's entertaining people for days.
I will say, though, the difference is usually like the train we were on is just the train that kind of runs up and down between a few cities.
Same one that he was on.
No, it wasn't. The one that got stuck
that was like the
Coast Starlight Express. That is a completely different train. It has, like, you've ever seen movies where people are in the viewing cars and stuff?
Yeah.
So, like, playing a ukulele in a room like that where you've chose to go sit down there to interact with people.
Okay.
As opposed to just be sitting on your seat going from Seattle to Portland.
No,
I
don't feel so bad.
People on the fancy train would be like, cool, because there's a whole dining car.
Oh, yeah, they had upstairs with the open light skylights and all that stuff.
Yeah, and then you actually have rooms on that fancy of a train. You got to rent a room.
Or you get away from him. All right.
Yeah, right. So I'm saying, like, I could see where people found him entertaining because they're probably down in the social room.
I still don't see how they found him entertaining.
Hey, I'm down there playing Yahtzee with Mom.
Yeah.
Fired up, ukulele guy. Makes me feel better about the sixth beer I'm about to have here.
I'm on a train. I'll take a nap here. I'll wake up. I'll be there.
Let's see. Ben Affleck was on the Today Show. You know, Affleck's been saying a few things, but people are just... He's just kind of talking about his alcohol problems. It doesn't really bother me to talk about alcoholism, being an alcoholic. It's part of my life. I found a couple of funny things interesting, though. Like, they were like, well, how's Jennifer Gardner? And he's like, oh, she's wonderful. Listen to that. Like, I don't think it's lost on him when he's running in and out of rehab that the woman is raising the children. And he's kind of like, somebody's the mother of your kids. They're going to be the most important central person in that life. Like, that's good.
I'm not drunk right now, fellas.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Like, I don't know what, like... Oh, what about you? It's like, wait,
she's a bitch. What do you think he's going to say? Jesus Christ.
I also liked when they talked about the movie he was supposed to be writing, Batman, The Batman.
The Batman.
And he just said, like, I had to stop writing it. I never found, like, the zone, like.
Yeah.
Basically, I wasn't Batman.
I'm no longer Batman.
Yeah. Somewhere Mr. Mom was like, no, you're not.
Including, he's like, I told you.
You didn't have nipples. That was the problem.
You didn't have a nipple suit.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a couple minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Tech Man keeps two lions in his yard as pets, and you can guess what happens next. A man drinks an energy drink and then starts having a weird cow tranquilizer effect. Wisconsin family gets Happy Meal with a razor blade tool inside. The whole plastic beads and Mardi Gras thing apparently now has died. And an Ohio couple decide to wed a woman they met online from Ireland. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Our top story, we go down to Belgium, where they were having two bike races in one day, a men's and a women's, starting about 10 minutes apart. The women's race had to be put on hold after the leader of the women's race pulled so far ahead that she caught up to the men's race.
So why do they have to put it on hold?
Good question. The organizers decided that she was in danger of being impeded by the support vehicles for the men and put the race on hold, allowing the other racers behind her to catch up, costing her first place positioning and contributed to her 74th place finish.
I don't know much about the racing, but time is time. And it's like if you ran a foot race.
Right.
And you had the group behind you coming up behind you. Well, you're still in the race.
Right.
Like, so you're not impeding based on the fact that you have boobs.
Right.
Like, that doesn't change.
Yeah,
She
absolutely did get hosed. Like, I don't know how she would be impeded, how she would be obstructed by the support vehicles, why they have support vehicles out there for the men.
Because the men were in front. They had a 10-minute lead.
Yes.
So they have bikes and cars and things behind them.
Sure.
She's coming up the ass end of that, right?
Right.
She's in the lead. She can't get around those vehicles who are up the back end pushing.
Right. I'm saying, why do they have vehicles behind the men and not all the way in the back behind the women?
Well, they do.
Because they didn't think a woman would catch it.
But they do. It's a second stage, and then they have a third stage.
I'm just saying, get rid of the second stage.
Yeah, totally. Without question.
Right. Hopefully they will now. In other news, we go to Wisconsin, where a teenager was arrested on two felony counts after it was discovered that he was spiking his stepfather's energy drinks. The stepfather went to the hospital with slurred speech, droopy face, and heavy breathing that they attributed to stress and diet. When it happened the second time, they got a little suspicious and did some investigating. Turns out that the teenager was using a syringe to inject cow tranquilizer into the energy drinks. This stuff brings down cows during the birthing process.
You think the guy's sort of lactating as well,
right?
I know he didn't know, but wouldn't you think if your energy drink made you tired, you'd be like, something's wrong?
Or maybe it was flat because, you know, there was a hole poked in it from the syringe. During questioning, the teenager said that he did it because he thought it was funny, not because he wanted to hurt him. Should be noted that he's 17 years old and he was expelled from school for trying to hack emails. I don't know that I believe this kid's story, that he was just doing it because it was funny.
No, he's a jackass.
He is.
Yeah.
It's his stepfather. He's got some issues. Yeah.
No, totally.
That's my opinion.
I think he thought it was funny, too. But I think there's a few other reasons he has to check off there.
Exactly. Well, it has happened again, gents.
It's time for another case of bad parenting.
A man has been arrested after his 6-year-old daughter was found wandering around in the streets all by herself. 2.5 hours after deputies were able to make contact with the man, he finally showed up at the police department smelling of alcohol, but claiming that he was just grocery shopping. However, he only had a single bag containing a package of ramen noodles.
He went drinking for himself and came back. Well, that was for his daughter.
Right.
So he was supposed to bring her back food. She was starving.
Right.
He's gone for 2.5 hours and he comes back with one 33-cent pack of ramen noodles so he can drink for 2.5 hours.
Right.
That's quality living right there.
Guess where we got that classy story from?
Florida.
Ah, you nailed it. On the other side of the spectrum, a parent in Wisconsin was a little miffed at a local McDonald's after some carelessness at a chain almost got her son hurt. After enjoying their dinner, her son came running in with his Happy Meal toy, which happened to be a razor tool. It's one of those deals. It's a little handheld tool that you can push up, and then the razor comes up, and you can use it to scrape on. I used them at the detail shop all the time, scraping stickers and chalk off the windows all the time. She immediately took it from him and went back to the restaurant to read the riot act to the employees, and she posted the story on her Facebook. Ted and I were talking about this one a little bit earlier. This doesn't sound like we want to hurt kids. This sounds like somebody did something stupid and it fell into the Happy Meal box.
Like, I'm not doubt about it.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, you could see why somebody had it back there. And
right.
It fell into the box. I mean, you got to be careful. And it's a restaurant. I promise you they have that on.
If there's a razor blade in the burger, then we go, all right. Pretty evil.
One of my Lego toys.
And on the other side of it, they absolutely deserve to get their asses reamed for having that razor blade inside of a Happy Meal
toy. Happen.
Sure. But yes, accidents happen. This was a mistake.
Plus, it probably didn't feel that odd because they thought it was a toy in there.
That's exactly right.
Right. Pick it up, rattle around in there.
You'll be a carpenter. It's an Exacto blade.
A couple out on a cruise spent a little too long at the port and paid the price for it. The ship was docked to the Bahamas as the last stop before coming back to Miami. They missed the boat. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Thank you, Rob Thomas, for coming in with Ryan Castle today.
Yes, he was awesome.
We'll see you next time for Who Sucks Less. Oh, what the hell? The word, maybe, or what you don't need to know?
We'll
drink and toast with the show of the day.
All right. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.